Voters are facing long lines in some areas on this second day of early voting. An increasing number of parents are skipping the required vaccines for their children, and a program to learn filmmaking for free. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Thursday, October 31st. I'm Deborah Shar. Across Oklahoma, tens of thousands of voters are casting their ballots for the presidential election. Almost 90,000 people have voted by mail. And on the first day of early voting, more than 80,000 people stood in lines, occasionally for hours, to vote. Samuel Garza voted early in Canadian County.
Because I wanted to get my vote in, basically, before, I mean, it's not packed here on the day of voting, but I'm just anxious to get my vote in.
Early voting ends at 6 this evening. It continues Friday and Saturday before next Tuesday's election. For more information on how to vote, visit KGOU.org. Nearly 3,000 Oklahoma kindergartners had one or more exemptions for childhood vaccines during the past school year. State Impact's Jillian Taylor has more on the data from the CDC.
Oklahoma's vaccine exemption rates among kindergartners has risen to about 6%. The CDC says exemptions over 5% can increase the risk for outbreaks of vaccine-preventable diseases. Required vaccines in Oklahoma combat diseases like chickenpox, measles, and mumps. Parents or guardians can fill out a form to declare a medical, religious, or philosophical reason for exempting their child. Nationwide, coverage for state-required vaccinations for kindergartners declined to less than 93% for all vaccines. The CDC says efforts by health departments, schools, and providers are necessary to ensure higher vaccination rates. For State Impact, I'm Jillian Taylor.
A new state law that takes effect tomorrow aims to keep children from accessing pornography on the internet. But it also means one of the most popular adult websites in the world will no longer be readily accessible in Oklahoma. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Max Bryan reports.
Senate Bill 1959 requires sites that carry adult content to verify a user's age. The law also requires sites to let internet users in Oklahoma request that material be blocked. Senator Jerry Alvord was one of the sponsors of the bill.
This allows parents to put age verification blockings on their devices so they can protect their children from picking up this kind of thing either intentionally or unintentionally.
Alvord said sites would use a third-party age verifier, which would keep X-rated vendors from stealing data. House sponsor Tony Hassenbeck compared the bill to a law in Texas that requires explicit sites to verify the ages of all users. In response to such laws, adult website giant Pornhub has blocked content altogether. In a prepared statement, Pornhub's parent site claimed such laws just make people move to, quote, darker corners of the internet that don't follow the rules. I'm Max Bryan.
The Cherokee Nation is partnering with online retail giant Amazon to provide opportunities for blossoming filmmakers. We get details from Katie Hallam with the Oklahoma Public Media Exchange.
The multi-million-dollar investment will waive the tuition for the Cherokee Film Institute's inaugural students to reduce economic barriers across the Northeast Oklahoma Reservation. The partnership aims to teach Native and non-Native individuals skills in uplifting Indigenous voices through filmmaking, camera work, and storytelling. At the end of the courses, students will be workforce ready. Chief Chuck Hoskin Jr. says he looks forward to seeing Cherokee citizens from every corner of the reservation take hold of the film industry.
I'm excited at the idea that young Cherokees in particular, and particularly those that have just sort of dreamed of being in this industry but maybe never thought there was a path for them to be able to get this training with no cost and get on their way to a career that they may have dreamed of.
The Institute's first courses begin in January. In Oklahoma City, I'm Katie Hallam.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
The candidates for November are set.
I know Donald Trump's tight.
Between now and Election Day.
We are not going back.
A campaign season unfolding faster.
Kamala Harris is not getting a promotion.
Than any in recent history.
Make America great again.
Follow it all with new episodes every weekday
on the NPR Politics Podcast.